It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
D-Mace, Vingan and Donick, 102.5 The Game. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan here with you. Connor Newt as well. We are live at First Horizon Park, where the Nashville Sounds will take on the Gwinnett Stripers. First pitch at 6:35 today. And as always, you can hear our coverage of Nashville Sounds baseball on 94.9 The Fan, presented by Twin Peaks, Family Leisure, Maple Street Biscuit Company, Mad Fireworks, and Social Cantina. Just a reminder for all of you hip youngsters out there, it is wristband mixer night here at the Sounds game. So if you're single and or ready to mingle, now is the time. Well, not now, because the stadium isn't open yet and nobody's here except for us and the players. So nobody's here to mingle with you right now, but maybe later. And I'm wondering something. I was thinking about this earlier, guys. I'm wondering how many of our listeners have actually met their significant others at a mixer. Because I think about speed dating. And I feel like speed dating is only a plot device in sitcoms. I've never met anybody who's actually done speed dating before. Have you?
I've never met anyone that has done speed dating.
I feel like it's only, like
or
I said,
went to a mixer to meet someone.
Right. Like I said, I feel like it's only a plot device in a sitcom. You gotta go on a speed dating.
We know it exists, but yes. We just don't have firsthand knowledge or firsthand, you know,
experience.
People that we know,
yeah,
that have done it.
Yes.
But when we were growing up, they didn't have all that. When we were in our 20s and
yeah, you guys actually had to go out and
talk
to people.
Yeah, so we didn't have that. So now it may be more prevalent now. They may have mixers all around town that we just don't know about.
Yeah, maybe.
Specifically the speed dating thing.
Yeah.
That's pretty unique. I don't know if – does this qualify as speed dating?
No,
it's not. It's a little nuance thing. It's creative. And look, if the worst thing is you come to a baseball game, you have a good time, that's worth it.
Fruit brewskis.
Couple brewskis.
Some hot dogs.
Throw a couple, cornholes.
Yeah.
Like I like to say, this show loves love. Long-term love, short-term love, whatever's in between. We love love on the program. So
Jeremiah love for
we,
a while.
We did love Jeremiah love.
It just didn't happen.
For months.
It wasn't for a lack of love.
Oh,
yes,
man. What could have been? No disrespect to Carnell Tate, who looks like he's going to be a fun player to watch. But, man, we got excited about the idea of Jeremiah Love. And now he goes off to the abyss, a.k.a. the Arizona Cardinals, where we'll never hear from him again. No, I'm kidding. I'm sure he'll be a great player. Elliot Freeman, Sportsnet NHL insider, will join us at 5 o'clock. Nothing going on in the NHL, so I'm sure we will have a hard time coming up with topics to discuss with Elliot
Freeman.
Trades
or anything.
Yeah. First round of the NHL draft is tomorrow night. We will get into the Predators in the 4 o'clock hour. Chris McFarland addressed reporters today. Some interesting things that he brought up, so we'll get into that in the 4 o'clock hour.
And just to preview, he did about a 20-minute press conference today. Took the questions. Mm-hmm. I would say, and this is not surprising, about 10% of it had to do with the draft. I mean, it's basically, we'll look at all the things. We might make some trades for swapping picks, but we're likely to pick 10th. And then it was, okay, tell me about Ross Colton. Tell me about Jack Drury. Tell me about the direction of the franchise. What about the new GM? So all of these new things, it was an opportunity. And I thought the panel today that went there and was asking the questions, they asked some good stuff. I thought it was insightful.
Skyler says, swinger party at the Sounds game?
Oh!
Sounds like a wild night. No.
Swinging the bat. The
yes.
Sounds will be
yes,
swinging.
Yes, absolutely.
Hopefully effective.
There will be swinging
yes.
here at First Horizon Park.
We can guarantee that.
Yes. For at least a few hours. The average length of a baseball game.
Right.
There
after the baseball
swinging.
Game ends, whatever swinging happens is going to happen, but we can't promise that one way or the other.
That's not under our purview.
Because there is a wristband color for the married couple, right, to show up.
I've got
that a code for of any kind? I'm not speculating. I'm not speculating. I'm just – it's out there. It's the color.
I
which color determines what?
It said if you're spoken for, you have a
you're right.
Color wristband.
All right. Okay. You're absolutely
Let's
right.
Go over the code.
There's blue for single, green for taken, red for it's complicated, orange for wing person, and yellow here for the vibes.
So green.
Spoken for.
Yeah, spoken for. So why are you here?
Well, can you – does the green imply that we're here for the – I don't know.
So can just one of y'all be there?
People here
like – if you blend the – it's complicated with the green.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then you have something there. Like,
you may have something right there.
If people, blend the colors.
If people are looking for a third baseman, they'll be on the field tonight for both the Nashville Sounds and the Gwinnett
Strikers.
They will
play with the traditional –
third
nine
baseman.
Fielders.
There will be a
there
third.
Will be, including a third base.
Pause. Baseman. Yes.
Are they selling tricycles?
There are some colorful balloons being
absolutely.
Carried.
Oh, to guide you through the choices.
So. I see the green, choice. So it's like a bright green. What color is that? What do you call that?
What color?
The green. The neon color green?
Yeah, it's just a bright green.
Kind of neon,
bright green.
Yeah.
Lemon
yeah.
lime Gatorade.
It's a little, yeah. Yeah. A little bit.
Let's not pick at that scab.
I'm always willing, but let's not do it.
Speaking of colors, today's word of the day is jaundiced, but not the
jaundice. Oh, wow.
Wow. But not the jaundice, not the medical condition in which people's skin turns yellow.
Wow.
Jaundiced, the adjective, which means showing or influenced by feelings of distrust, distaste, or hostility. To use it in a sentence, some Titans fans have developed a jaundiced view of Cam Ward following his uneven rookie season and the Titans' poor track record of developing young quarterbacks. And that's where we begin today's show because, look, we talked a lot about Cam Ward during the offseason program and the accuracy issues that were being reported from Titans OTAs and his uneven rookie season, as I said. Well, we have an offer, especially for you. And Willie Donick, who came up with this idea, he's going to tell you what that offer could be behind door number one.
This is a complete hypothetical fantasy question. And not when I say fantasy, not fantasy football. I'm talking about just an exercise of, you know, the kind of question you might get with your buddies at a bar, right? Would you rather kind of theme. So the question is, we took four young quarterbacks, Cam Ward and three others, and we're asking the question today, would you make the swap? Cam Ward straight up. For any of the three, none of the three, your answer could be, I'm rolling with Cam Ward, I'm good. And you might branch out and choose one of the three. I think it's compelling because all three of these quarterbacks are roughly in the same age range, same stage of their career. They're all in their first contract. And all of their rosters are at different stages as well. Some have a really good supporting cast. Some do not. So here are the comparables. Here are the candidates. Would you swap Cam Ward for any of these three? C.J. Stroud, Bo Nix, Jackson Dart. So you've got Stroud is the oldest. Mm-hmm. He's played the most. Then you have Dart, who's the same age or the same year, going into a second year on a bad team. And then thirdly, you have Bo Nix, who is going into his third year, and he obviously has a very good roster around him. And you can argue if he had not gotten hurt at the end of that playoff game against the Bills, that epic game, he might have played in a Super Bowl in his second year. Mm-hmm. So we left some other guys out. We didn't want to have this be the whole league. I want to focus it on these three. These are the things on the table in this imaginary world. You can swap Cam Ward out for one of the three, and your answer could be, I'll take A, one of the guys, or your answer could be, I'm rolling with Cam.
And we purposely excluded guys who everybody would say, yeah, I'd rather have that guy than Cam Ward, like Drake May. Would you rather ride with Cam Ward or take Drake May knowing what you know now? I think most people would take Drake May because he's coming off of an MVP caliber season and a Super Bowl appearance. So we wanted to leave a little gray area. And I think the most intriguing one on this list is C.J. Stroud. I am going to read directly from Dan Graziano of ESPN.com to set the table. In 2023, Stroud won Offensive Rookie of the Year and finished eighth in MVP voting. He has led the Texans to the second round of the playoffs in each of his three seasons as their quarterback. The team has struggled to provide him with consistent protection or an effective running game, and his receivers haven't been able to stay healthy. But those are going to start to sound like excuses if Stroud can't reverse the trend his performance has been on since his rookie season ended. His yardage and touchdown totals have dropped each year since 2023. Part of the reason that happened in 2025 is that he missed three games, but that isn't exactly a point in his favor either. Stroud struggled in Houston's first-round playoff win in Pittsburgh in January and was absolutely abysmal in a second-round loss to New England. He's playing with an elite defense and on a team that feels like a solid bet to make the playoffs every year. At some point, he's going to have to get over the hump and either get back to performing the way he did as a rookie or elevate the team beyond the second round of the playoffs. So we've seen C.J. Stroud play exceptionally well. But since that high, Offensive Rookie of the Year in 2023, it's been a roller coaster for C.J. Stroud. There are questions about if Houston is going to commit to him and give him that big money contract that quarterbacks get. So that's the first one. Would you rather ride with Cam Ward, the potential, or trade him in this fantasy world for C.J. Stroud, knowing the trajectory that Stroud's career appears to be on at this moment?
When I made up this question, D-Mace, it was with Stroud in mind. Because Stroud, it's intriguing because he's a little further up the road. Mm-hmm. You've watched him a little bit more. And so that, to me, is why it's intriguing to say, would you swap the two? But you guys wanted to add a little more variety to the menu. And so we added Nixon and Dart. But to me, Stroud is a really interesting one because he's won games, but he's had a really good defense. He's had some offensive line issues. You could probably make the case that he's going to be a great quarterback. Mm-hmm. You can still make the case that, you know, he's just going to be okay. So tell me how do you compare the two?
I mean, at first glance, I think everybody's going to take C.J. Stroud because he's a proven commodity. He's a guy that has led his team to three straight playoff appearances, when before that they could barely sniff the playoffs if they made it at all. So he's taken a franchise, and each of those years, even though he has regressed, each of those years he's been productive enough when he's been healthy to lead his team. And then there's variables in there with both of the guys. I think both dealt with the situation, meaning Cam and C.J., dealt with a situation where their play caller was changed on them. C.J. Stroud, yes, when he had his best play calling, his offensive coordinator was
Bobby Slowick.
Yeah, Bobby Slowick. So that's when he had
they
the
kind of soured on him too. Like
he and the head coach, it seemed,
and they got
butt heads.
Yeah,
and they got rid of him. So you saw a guy under Slowick that was developing into one of the brighter young talents in the National Football League, and then the next year, injuries, new OC, offensive line is terrible, and he regresses. They still make the playoffs. You can say the same thing for Cam. And that's why if I choose to say Cam Ward, well, I'm looking at it from the standpoint of Cam hasn't been afforded what C.J. Stroud was afforded. C.J. Stroud was afforded a really good head coach, a really good offensive coordinator, a hell of a defense. These are things, and receivers, when they were healthy, they were top-notch receivers. So he had a good passing game. Never really had a run game, but he tried to make do with what he had. Cam hasn't had all of that. He hasn't. But I can see in watching him and how he's developed that his future seemed to be more a little bit more brighter.
Here's a question I thought of also in trying to answer this question. Mm-hmm. If Cam Ward had swapped with C.J. Stroud and Cam Ward's first year was with the Houston Texans roster, mm-hmm. could Cam Ward have had a rookie season comparable
under
in
Slowick,
that first year?
I'm not going to say the numbers would have been the same, but I guarantee you it would have been better than what his rookie year was here.
There's no question about that.
Yes, I believe that.
But that's how my thoughts kind of roll is how much better is it going to look as the roster gets better, and is there a ceiling that Cam Ward can hit that's higher than C.J. Stroud's ceiling? I don't know. But we're starting to get a better sense of what C.J. Stroud's ceiling is. We still don't know where Cam's is.
I'm tempted in this hypothetical, knowing what we know right now, ride with Cam Ward or take C.J. Stroud right now. I'm tempted to take Ward just because of what I've seen most recently from C.J. Stroud. Remember, in two playoff games, he had 7 turnovers, 5 interceptions, 2 fumbles. He lost 5 fumbles over 2 games. Well, he actually fumbled the ball 5 times. He lost 2 of them. So he had the potential for 10 turnovers in 2 games, but he had 7 turnovers. If memory serves, 4 interceptions in the first half against the Patriots.
It was a nightmare game
in
for them.
The divisional
and
round.
And that's why I say it's not just black and white. Oh, I'm gonna take CJ Stroud because in moments where you thought he should have risen and met the challenge, he did.
I think it means something that the Texans have not locked up CJ Stroud. Like I think it means something. I don't think it's ridiculous that if Stroud has a disappointing season in 2026, the Texans start looking around a little bit.
I don't think they're gonna do that. I believe that they wanted to get Will Anderson done, and they got some time to get C.J. Stroud done, and they're gonna get it done. I don't think they're gonna move away from C.J. Stroud because even in all of that, he's been good enough to help lead their team. Their problem is they just got to stay healthy, you know, and then maybe you see the C.J. Stroud that you saw in your rookie year. But I can't – with a quarterback like that, that started off the way he did, it sort of tapered off a little bit. But after 3 or 4 years, you ain't giving up on him. You just – especially with the unknown out there, you don't know. Yep. It's like, no, I'm not giving up
on
him.
It's not like you just run down
the
street and grab somebody better.
Absolutely.
That's the trick.
615-737-1025.
We want your vote.
Yes. We want to hear from you. 615-737-1025. All right. We're giving you this option. We're going to give you 3 options, but we're starting with this one. Take your pick, Titans fans. Ride with Cam Ward based on what you saw from his rookie season, or take C.J. Stroud right now, knowing what you've seen from C.J. Stroud, especially this past season and in the postseason. 615-737-1025. We also have 2 other quarterbacks to throw into the mix in this and/or. And we will do that coming up next. 615-737-1025. Speaking of 1025, we will have live coverage of the NHL draft starting tomorrow at 6 with our very own Willie Donick, Max Herz, and other Predators broadcasters.
Including Chris Mason. He will be anchoring our coverage. He deserves to be on the billboard now. So
yes.
We need to update that.
With
add his
Willie
name
Donick,
to the mix.
Max Herz, and
yes,
Chris Mason.
Chris Mason.
We will take you through the end of the first round as the Predators currently have the 10th overall pick. Our NHL draft coverage on 102.5 The Game is presented by Tennessee Brew Works and the UBS store in Green Hills. D-Mace, Vingan, and Donick, 102.5 The Game. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan here with you live at First Horizon Park. Our question to start the day, we're playing a little would you rather. Take your pick, Titans fans. We're going to start with this quarterback, but we're going to get into the other two. Take your pick, Titans fans. Ride with Cam Ward and the potential of Cam Ward, or take C.J. Stroud right now, knowing what you know about C.J. Stroud. 615-737-1025. Our phone and text lines are driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Quickly, since we started on Stroud, let's go around the table. Let's answer our own question. And we'll start with Willie, since you came up with the idea. In this scenario, would you ride with Cam Ward or take C.J. Stroud?
The reason I brought this up is because I think it's a tough decision. I would lean towards Stroud right now. Now, that I'm oversimplifying this whole thing, because what you can't account for is all the current coaches and all the work they've done to try to match what they're going to do to the specific skill set of Cam Ward. C.J. Stroud's skill set is different than Cam Ward. But I feel like for the first 3 years of his career, he's still only 24. He hasn't turned. This will be his age 25 season. C.J. Stroud, I still think, is a good bet to grow some, and I think will be a good quarterback in the league. So I'm leaning towards Stroud.
Derek?
I would do. If I have to make a choice, I would take Stroud. Tough call.
Yeah, if this was in year two of Cam Ward and we saw what his year two looked like, I think I would lean more toward Cam Ward. But because I've seen the body of work of C.J. Stroud, and it is a short body of work, but I've seen it. And again, yes, he's regressed some, but I think his style of play, he doesn't have to deal with some of those things that I believe Cam Ward has to deal with from a physicality standpoint. He's a little bit more accurate than Cam Ward. I think Cam Ward would become more accurate, but I'm not sure. It could happen. I'm not sure that he's ever going to be one of those guys that are in the top two or three when it comes to all of that. So I would lean more toward C.J. Stroud right now.
Okay, by the way, I do have to read this text from my wife, because we came back from break to Zoo by Shakira, which is from the movie Zootopia 2. My wife texted me and said, Arlo just said, how did Zoo Ooh Ooh get on Daddy's radio? Hi, buddy. I hope you had a wonderful day at school. All right.
We say thank you to Mr. Mason.
Yes. Thank you, Derek. Mr. Derek, that was all Mr. Derek, buddy. All right. This one was tough. Mm-hmm. I am tempted to take Cam Ward. I feel like this is a make-or-break year for C.J. Stroud. His highs have been really high. But I've been left with the impression of how poor he played in that playoff game in New England. Again, 7 turnovers.
I think that will shape a lot of people's
and perhaps recency bias is playing a part in this. Man, that's close. You know, like,
if I weighed that heavily, I might have swung it towards Ward. But I need to see more. I'm not going to define him by these two games, although they were nightmares for sure.
I'm going to pick Stroud as well, but it's very, very close. By the way, we have some breaking NHL news, not related to the Predators. The Columbus Blue Jackets have acquired Valeri Nichushkin from the Colorado Avalanche.
Wow.
The Columbus Blue Jackets have acquired Valeri Nichushkin from Colorado in exchange for a 2026 second-round pick, a 2027 third-round pick, and a 2028 fifth-round pick, or actually 2 fifth-round picks.
Wow.
So multiple draft picks going from Columbus to Colorado for Valeri Nichushkin. So the Avalanche doing a lot of remodeling. Of course, the Predators have acquired 2 former members of the Avalanche, Ross Colton and Jack Drury, and now Valeri Nichushkin follows him out the door.
A quick analysis. This falls in line with the 2 trades with Nashville. They're trying to clear cap space. Mm-hmm. Nichushkin is a needle-moving player, a great talent. But he is he's a risk. He's had a lot of off-field issues that he's had to be in the program for, some that have been very public. He's got 4 years left on a contract that pays him 6.1. So you can see, they didn't have to give up much to get him.
3 draft picks, a 2026 second.
Not prime draft picks.
A 2026 second, a 2027 third, and a 2028 fifth.
Yep. And Columbus, meanwhile, acquires a guy. They have already a lot of Russian players on there, so they're going to hope that the Russian army faction of their roster will take them to another level. All right, interesting stuff.
Let's go back to our quarterback conversation, 615-737-1025. Let's go to our phone line and start with Rick. Rick, thank you for calling and waiting. Please go ahead.
Yeah, you guys, I don't think Stroud is such a great comparison because him being in the league for 3 years and having some a great defense and a pretty good offense too, but that's who you want to roll with. I'm still taking Cam, and I'm doing so because of his – he just seems to win wherever he goes, and I've seen enough athletic plays that are just astounding. And I think his leadership qualities are exactly what this team needs.
Thank you, Rick.
And honestly, that last part he said was the biggest part of my struggle because I love Cam Ward's makeup, and I'm willing to bet on his makeup. Mm-hmm. And this isn't actually going to happen anyway, so Cam Ward's going to
be
Tennessee.
Yeah.
This is just an exercise. But that's I still stop short. I like C.J. Stroud.
Trevor says, I'll take the unknown and potential upside with Ward. And if Stroud goes out and has another subpar season, Kirk Cousins is behind and franchise tag him versus giving him the big deal. Let's go back to our phone line and welcome in T-Mac. T-Mac, thank you for calling and waiting. Please go ahead.
All right. So I'm going – first of all, I do want to say that I would take Cam Ward, but I want to explain the other quarterbacks, and then I want to explain why I would take Cam Ward. T.J. Stroud.
Go ahead.
First of all, he has regressed since the rookie year. And then seeing how he kind of – I mean, in the playoffs, he was a deer in the headlights. And I don't like that in my quarterback. And then who we say, Jackson Dart. I actually like Jackson Dart, but it just seemed like he can't stay healthy. Bo Nix, he's like runners-up because, I mean, he has had success and everything like that. But here's why I would take – Cam Ward. For one, just like you mentioned about the makeup, Cam Ward, when the game is on the line, I trust that the moment is never too big for Cam Ward. And his talent, it's only two other people that play like Cam Ward, and that's Caleb Williamson and Patrick Mahomes. That type of style is so much upside with that and with Cam Ward that. You know, once Cam Ward gets to his peak, his ceiling is going to be higher than any of those quarterbacks that you guys name. And I want to hang up and see what you guys think of that.
Thank you, T-Mac.
He made an interesting point about Cam Ward, about the, you know, crunch time or, you know, he's not – he doesn't second guess in those moments on Cam Ward. And that's interesting because in watching him this year, at least me, and it came out in those moments, I never thought that he was going to make a bad play. I just never thought that. I always thought he would make a way or make a play. I almost look at him like I looked at Steve McNair. It was like, he's going to make a play. Or he's going to do whatever he can to try to make that play. That's how I feel about Cam Ward. And I think possibly that's how a lot of other people feel about Cam, is that in those moments, they tend to believe that he can make that play if given – a better roster.
Let's go to Bo Nix next. We've talked C.J. Stroud. Let's go to Bo Nix. Remember, Bo Nix suffered a broken ankle that cost him a chance to play in the AFC Championship game. But only two quarterbacks ended their seasons with a playoff win, Sam Darnold and Bo Nix, for what it's worth. The Broncos, of course, did not make it to the Super Bowl. Who started the quarterback for the Broncos?
Stidham, Jared Stidham.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Good.
That
defense held as long as they could.
They still had a chance to win.
That was a game that happened. But same question. We'll start with you, Willie. Easy for me to say. Ride with Cam Ward or take Bo Nix right now?
Bo Nix, I think, is the most unique of the four quarterbacks we've got in here. Because on the surface, you would be like, well, why wouldn't you take Bo Nix? He's been to he got his team, and he didn't even get to play in the AFC Championship team, but he got his team to the AFC Championship game. And, you know, he's 24-10 as a starter. The Broncos have been a much better team since he's been there. But I will take Cam Ward over Nix because I think Bo Nix is the perfect fit for Sean Payton the brilliance of Sean Payton to identify Nix as a guy that would be the right guy for their team, especially with the defense they have. He knows how to utilize him. I don't know that you could recapture that if you brought him to Tennessee. So I just think the ceiling is higher for Cam Ward, and so I will take Cam Ward.
Oh, man, that's a tough one because I think Bo Nix brings an element to the game that Cam doesn't. And frankly, I don't think he really wants to. He brings that ability to run the football if needed, make plays when plays are broken down and you can't throw the football. Now, that's a good. That's the good, but then there's the bad, too. He can get hurt. We've seen it with Jackson Dart, where they call these design runs and he finds himself in the concussion tent more times than not. So, but I, you made a good point, Willie. The system that he plays in, because I remember when Peyton got there and they wanted to make everything for him on the move, a lot of things on the move, short passes, get it out of his hands, and then allow the other guys to make the plays. And essentially, that's what he's doing. He's moving around in the pocket, play action, and he's throwing short passes and allowing those other guys to make plays. I don't know how good of a passer Bo Nix is down the field. I don't. Because he hasn't consistently proven it. What he has consistently proved is that he's fluid in running your offense when it's this quick game, getting outside the pocket, making things a little bit easier for him. Maybe he learns more of the playbook this year and he's able to expand. But this year, I think Peyton had him on such a restriction that it benefited him.
Yeah.
So when you say he may not be able to plan another, he may not.
Yeah.
He may not be able to go somewhere else and have the same success that he's having with Peyton. But even in that, I've seen enough of Bo Nix that I think, because Denver's not going to let him go. So he's going to be a top five quarterback eventually.
Because the team's going to be good.
Because the team's going to be good. And Peyton.
But you think Peyton, he'll get the next contract, no doubt about it.
Okay. Barring injury, I think he gets the next. So even with that, I'm taking Bo Nix. It's
okay.
And you took Cam Ward?
I'm taking Cam Ward. I think the ceiling is higher for Ward. I think Nix is going to plateau
and be
very good. And your point is well taken on the running. He's run in two seasons for almost 800 yards and 9 touchdowns. Cam Ward has not come close to that. Of course, there's some, as you said, that's by design. He throws on the run very well. That's his thing. But I think he's a fit for the system. I'm going to gamble and ride with Ward. Break the tie.
Fingin. Would it be appropriate to refer to Bo Nix as a new age game manager? I think that's a label that he has. And I think when you label a quarterback a quote-unquote game manager, it's considered an insult.
Right.
But I don't think it's an insult for Bo Nix. My concern with Bo Nix is that he's got a high floor but a low ceiling. I think Cam Ward has the potential to have a higher ceiling than Bo Nix. I think Bo Nix is the safer, quote-unquote, quarterback. Like, even at his lowest, you're still going to have a good quarterback. But I don't know how high his ceiling is. How much better can he get? I think Cam Ward has a higher ceiling. He may have a lower floor, but I think he has a higher ceiling.
I think he's so eventually.
I would go with Ward over Nix, to be honest.
I think Bo Nix is eventually maybe between a Baker Mayfield and a Sam Darnold. I would put him in between those two guys. He's not quite Darnold because I think Darnold has proven in Minnesota he was a damn good quarterback. Playoffs, he didn't show it. But then once he got to Seattle, he continued to be that good quarterback and obviously won his team, helped win his team a Super Bowl. So I would see Bo Nix, like, his peak will be that in between those two.
615-737-1025. All right, we've introduced two quarterbacks. So take your pick, Titans fan, 615-737-1025. Ride with Cam Ward, the potential, or take either C.J. Stroud or Bo Nix right now based on what you've seen so far in their career. 615-737-1025. We'll take your reaction, plus we'll introduce the final quarterback that we are going to compare to Cam Ward in this coming up next. 615-737-1025. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan, 1025 The Game. D-Mace, Vingan, and Donick, 1025 The Game. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan here with you. Having a little fun with quarterbacks on this late June day. Here's our question for all of you at 615-737-1025. We've already done two quarterbacks. We're about to do the third. Take your pick, Titans fans. In this hypothetical, you can ride with Cam Ward, or you can take either C.J. Stroud or Bo Nix right now. I think
straight
we all,
swap.
I think we all took Stroud, correct?
Yes.
Over Ward. Mm-hmm. I took Ward over Nix. I think, Willie, you also took Ward over Nix?
I did.
And Derek took Nix over Ward.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's get some reaction, 615-737-1025. One texter says, anyone writing Ward off at this point is being reactionary. Stroud, Houston is not even sure they're committed to him after those awful playoff games. Dart, way too small of a sample size, and his play style and injury history don't mesh well. Nix, did he ever win the game for the Broncos, or is he a game manager relying on Sean Payton?
I mean,
I think the one thing I think that makes it easy, regardless of Payton, you take the Payton part, D.B.
Yes.
I think it's easier to play quarterback when, if you look at the Broncos week in and week out, they don't have to score 35 points to win. They're winning with defense. They won a lot of really close games last year where they won something like 19-17 or 22-21. So the games were close. They weren't in a lot of games where they had to chuck it all over the place, and that helped Bo Nix play to his strengths, I think.
Yeah, I think in this offense he's going to excel. But the thing is, and we may not ever know, you know, can he thrive outside of the offense that isn't coached by Sean Payton? We'll never know because I don't think Bo Nix is going to leave Denver, and I don't think Sean Payton is going to lose that much for them to fire him as head coach. So is he a system quarterback? He could be, but I just think every quarterback after a while is a system quarterback.
Right. You always want to find
exactly.
a fit, right?
Absolutely. And if he's just you know, somebody that's going to manage the game, well, I've seen guys manage the game, manage their way to a Super Bowl by doing that. So
Craig says, I think all of those teams could be drafting a quarterback in the next 3 years, so I would just stick with Cam and hope he's the one who develops into a franchise quarterback.
Mm.
So let's introduce the final contestant. Jackson Dart, Ward's contemporary, also drafted last year. And there's an awful lot of hype around Jackson Dart right now. And what we've learned about Jackson Dart in his short NFL career is he is a unique player who presents unique challenges because he has a playing style that I would describe as being dangerous. I mean, he is willing to take a beating. He is willing to drop a shoulder and try to win by any means necessary, which you like in your quarterback until he gets hurt. I mean, how many times was Jackson Dart evaluated for a concussion in his short NFL
career? I think
more
than once.
Right. It was multiple times. I'm sure I could find the exact number. But I know it was multiple times. I think if you look at the numbers, Dart did have a better season, albeit in a smaller sample, than Cam Ward.
And the stats bear that out without question.
But Cam Ward did make it through all 17. Well, he made it to the 17th game. He got hurt in the 17th game. But he did play in every game. He was available in every game. So that's the last one. And I think this is an interesting one. Ride with Cam Ward or swap him with Jackson Dart. Willie Donick.
Jackson Dart had almost 500 rushing yards in 12 starts and 14 total appearances. I know he didn't start opening day. That was, you know, they went with Russell Wilson for some of the weeks there early, and then they just ran out of patience with him. They put it on Dart. From the time that Dart took over, I don't know if he missed any games due to injury. despite the evaluation. He might have missed one in there. I'm not sure. We could check that. But I do think it's fair to say the way he plays, can his body hold up over time? If he doesn't evolve and get better at just protecting himself. But almost 64% completion percentage, 15 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, and the QBR of 57.5, all of those are just better than Cam Ward. That said, I think, just with the what I know about Cam Ward, I am willing to keep Cam Ward. I would not swap him out for Jackson Dart. So the only person I would swap him out for would be Stroud of the four.
Derek?
This is a no-brainer for me. I'm taking Cam. I think Jackson Dart has a lot of good qualities as a quarterback, but I don't think he's going to, unless he learns how to mentally change the way he plays, I don't think he ever is going to last a full season. I just think the way he plays is, you know, and you get young quarterbacks that come in this way and feel they have to make every play, so they're putting their bodies in harm's way. But I think, like Will Levis, he doesn't know anything else. Like, no matter how many times you tell him, do not run, he's still going to do it. He's going to put himself in a position where you may not have him for weeks during the season. So with that alone, I'm going away from Jackson Dart. I do believe Jackson Dart is going to be a pretty good player in this league. I wonder how he's going to adapt from the offense he was in last year under Daboll to this new offense that is going to be, you know, had with the Giants under Harbaugh. So we're going to see if, because under Harbaugh, you know, Lamar Jackson ran a lot, you know, with Todd Monken or some of these other coaches that they had. He ran a lot. So are they going to employ the same thing that they did with Lamar Jackson? I think that would be not beneficial for the team, especially after, you know, him either having a concussion or going into the tent to be evaluated for a concussion. That alone takes him off the board for me.
I'm along the same lines as Derek. If you're looking at Ward and Dart, looking at the skill sets, I think you could easily make an argument for Jackson Dart, but I would be way too concerned that Dart is too reckless, and you will have to wonder about his availability every week. So far, I haven't had to worry about that if I'm a Titans fan, about Cam Ward. So to me, maybe not as much of a no-brainer as it was for Derek, but I would take Ward as well.
This is how they described Jackson Dart. He's a cross between Johnny Knoxville and Wile E. Coyote. I mean, you
know, Wile E. Coyote, you have to give him credit.
Uh-huh.
He gets injured a lot, but he comes back. He keeps coming back.
But he keeps getting injured.
He doesn't miss time. He continues.
But he never wins.
He falls off a cliff.
He never wins.
Well, I mean, I guess
eclipse.
We don't know what happens between the episodes of the cartoons. He might have to be on the show for 6 months.
Right.
That could happen. So maybe we don't know that. But he does feel like he can bounce back from a tough injury.
Yeah.
Coyote, he's been smashed by rocks and run over.
I mean, I saw Johnny Knoxville doing an interview the other day. I mean, he looks fine. I don't know how he feels. One texter says, Dart is who Will Levis was trying to be. LOL. Chris says, take Dart. He has better mechanics and better footwork. He is way more electric than Ward. Which, I mean, the electric part, if you want to make that argument, sure.
He was entertaining.
But to me, it's the are you going to be starting every week? Do I have to worry that you're going to remember, was it Will Levis? Speaking of Will Levis, was it Will Levis in a preseason game a few years ago who took a really hard hit?
Yeah. He dove into the end zone?
Something like
he
that.
He tried to.
He got like helicopter.
Yeah, for a touchdown.
I don't feel like I have to worry about that with Cam Ward. I do have to worry about that with Jackson Dart. So the skill set of Jackson Dart is tantalizing, but the recklessness I've seen so far, I lean towards Ward in this scenario.
Okay.
I think both of those guys have their warts, and I think both of them will eventually, you know, develop. Now, develop, what does that mean? Are you developing into a franchise bona fide number one, or are you developing into just the starter in this league. And, yeah, we can win with you, but we're looking to replace you just about every other year.
615-737-1025. Good participation. Thank you, everyone, for indulging us on this late June day. 615-737-1025. Coming up next, we transition to the Predators. The NHL draft first round is tomorrow evening. The Predators have the 10th overall pick. They made another trade yesterday. Chris McFarland addressed reporters earlier today ahead of the draft. We'll break down what he said coming up next. 615-737-1025. We are broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.